Thank you, Lord, that I am not alone, that you are with me, and you have covered this. Amen. I came to the Lord in prayer this morning feeling so little for what he is calling us to do. I don't know how to organize a community. I only know how the Lord has led me into intimacy with him. In those moments, I was crying out to him. I was quite insecure and intimidated because so many precious heart dwellers are responding. I thought, goodness, what am I supposed to do? Is this supposed to be structured monastically, or is it supposed to be a loose-knit community? How do you want this done, Lord? Because I definitely don't have that monastic structure down, and I'm not inclined in that direction in the least. It's all about intimacy and being close to him and obeying him and everything he asks us to do and trusting him. Yes, scripture's important. The Psalms are important. Prayer is important. Community prayer is important. Worship is important. But I'm not an organizer in that sense. I never have been. So I came pretty low, crawling on my belly, asking him, please, Lord, have mercy on me. I don't have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing. After I received the Lord, Jesus said, look at me. I am with you all the way on this. I never would have given you this task if I had for one moment thought you could not handle it with my partnership. We are doing this together, my love, my little Claire. Love your brother as you love yourself sums it all up. I am not looking for a carbon copy renewal of monastic life. No, this is not my intent. You have been waiting on me to tell you what I want. So now I will tell you. Before anything else, I want sincerity of heart. No posturing, no gains politically that serves unrighteousness. Rather, I want truth and simplicity served. I do not want favoritism served, not for one moment. Rather, I want justice served. This is a mini microcosm of the church and the world. This is family, the family of God. And what you learn here will be applied to the whole church. You will learn the ways of justice as you avoid the pitfalls of favoritism. You will learn administration as in my kingdom. You will not be subject to pressures from the wealthy. Rather, you will cleave to the ways of justice for the rich and the poor. You will not see the corruption as it is in the world. You will cut it off before its ugly head gets control. You will teach fairness to your children, Claire. They will learn that worldly ways don't fly here. You will not allow gossip or talking behind your back. This must be dealt with swiftly and decisively, even in yourself. Do not allow your feelings to dictate your decisions. Yeah, I get angry. Whoops. Feet shod with the gospel of peace, right? Right. Rather, stay detached from factions and see to it they are diffused. This is a very tricky business, even when you come prepared to do only what is right. I thought back to a situation I had encountered in the past where jealousy, it seems like jealousy had come up. And, you know, I don't want to falsely accuse anyone, but it seemed that someone thought I was showing favoritism to someone else. And I wondered, you know, Lord, am I being too harsh in looking at the situation? And he said, you are dealing with those who do not understand what they are doing. They are still children. They see for themselves, but do not see the bigger picture, so they are bound to have those feelings. You will teach them how to sacrifice their opinions for the good of the community. But you mustn't have favoritism. You were just and equal with your children, dearest, and you can do this. Do not let it be a major concern. I will warn you if you start to do that. The goal for all of you is to want nothing for personal advantage, but rather want only what I want for each of you. Community life is complex, and the enemy will try to sow jealousy into whoever will have it. And that was what I was seeing, you know, when this person thought I was showing favoritism. And I wasn't showing favoritism. I just was working with this other person because they were my administrative right hand. And so obviously I'm going to spend more time with them because they have more work to do for me. And it was an affront to someone. Their feelings were hurt. And here the Lord is saying, community life is complex and the enemy will sow jealousy into whoever will have it. You must deal with it immediately when it raises its ugly head. Teaching them these things should be your first order of business. There will be some who will not take instruction, but cleave to their own feelings. They will weed themselves out, so let them go. You cannot have peace with the immature and needy. They will see everything as an affront to themselves. This is about the ABCs of human nature. You cannot minister to the needy outside the hermitage if you're constantly drained from within. Claire, gather the chicks together and spread your loving wings over them. Then teach them how Satan will try to start trouble. They need to learn this first, otherwise they will never make it through the first month. Teach them how to know themselves as well as Satan knows them. They should begin the day with the helmet of salvation, the full armor of God, and prayer. She should receive me daily at the Lord's Supper and draw the strength that they need from the Eucharist, declaring that as they receive me, Lord, I receive all the strength that I need for this day to serve you. In this way, they will have the strength they need. And of course, you will be there to help and guide. But do not allow your time to be dominated by any one person. You are working for me, and we are working together. And I should dominate your time more than anyone else. I will be with each and every one of you. I will watch over and warn each and every one of you. When you're stepping on dangerous ground, when you're about to gossip, when you have a disordered emotion or feeling, I will warn you in your hearts, something's not right here, stop. Come to me and set this aside. I will heal the woundedness of souls, and I will also bring them great joy in executing my will on the refuge. I am with each and every one. And the more they give and have given, the more they will receive from me. The more they empty themselves and lose the things of this world, the more I will pour into them the greater gifts. But most of all, they must have love, hope, and faith, and grasp the vision and work towards the vision, and not be daunted by opposition, but to go through opposition, work through it, not to give up. If they do these things, they will succeed, and their spiritual life will be developed far beyond what they even thought was possible, because I will be with them, and I reward those who diligently seek and serve me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for your words of promise, and we cleave to those in this time, and I thank you for the souls you're sending. And the lessons we're going to learn. I like learning, especially when it brings peace and joy. God bless you, heart dwellers. And thank you, dear ones, who are supporting us with your offerings. We are so very, very grateful. I know wonderful things are coming. You know, I was talking to Nana today that the cloister or the hermitage is a place where we're going to get very close to the Lord. And we're going to be protected from outside distractions. So there's going to be a tremendous amount of creativity. And the more the Lord pours into us, the more we'll have to pour out into the world. There's going to be writing and art and music, and it's going to flourish. Because when a soul is alone with God, they can't help but be inspired by Him. And then protecting their time so that they don't be distracted. They're not distracted or carried off and don't finish things. That is huge. Can you imagine having a place where your time to pray is protected, where your gifts are nurtured and spread abroad? I am so looking forward to all the wonderful gifts that the Lord is going to give to each of you who join us on this journey. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers.